The Big Lead, Bizarro World.
Because the Democrat Senate passed one of the stupidest bills I have ever seen. It says, if you want to be president of the United States, to get on the ballot in Washington State, you'll have to release your last five-year tax returns. So our Senate, in a fit of petulance, is saying, since Donald Trump hasn't released his tax returns, we're going to try to force him to do it in Washington State. So, and Doug Erickson, the senator who's trying to stop some of this nonsense, you know, an adult among the Democrat children in Olympia, Doug Erickson made a great point. Okay, so this bill that passed the Senate, it says that you can't be on the ballot in either the primary or the general election if you haven't released 5 years of tax returns. So the Republicans in our state won't have a primary. They'll have a caucus. They'll say, we give our support to Donald Trump. Donald Trump says, I'm not going to release my tax returns. So under this bill that passed the Senate, it's going to the House, Donald Trump would not be allowed on the presidential ballot. The Republican Party would not be allowed to have a candidate on the ballot in Washington State unless Trump releases his tax returns, which he's probably not going to do. You think that's what a good constitutional republic does? And by the way, I'm hearing all these children, we got the majority now, so, you know, welcome to democracy. Pay the extra $600. And anytime you hear a politician, I heard AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, talk about democracy and majority rules a couple days ago. Anytime you hear a politician talk about that, you know they're a moron. Because our state and our nation were never designed as democracies. We're constitutional republics. So the Democrats are going to pass this stupid law. Bob Ferguson hates Trump. He's going to defend it. And then the Republicans nominate Trump in 2020. He doesn't release his taxes, and there will be no Republican presidential candidate in Washington State. Yeah, you know, maybe Bob Ferguson will try to defend that. Let's see what the Supreme Court has to say about that. We got a bunch of children in the Democrat Party in Olympia, and they are exhibiting their desire for your money and their petulance this week more than I have ever seen. And that is your big lead this hour.